is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the morning to you, my brothers and sisters, I pray this podcast finds you well, but I know it will find you blessed by God in his mercy. As always, I thank you for joining us here at St. Mark Bemidji's podcast. We continue our celebration this week, the first week of Easter, where we bask in the glow of the secure knowledge that we are saved by Jesus Christ's death and resurrection for the payment of all of our sins. There's nothing quite like going to church and receiving all the blessings in full that God wants to give you. So if you can this week, go to church and see them for yourself. For the rest of us that need to keep the critical services of the country running, that can't drive or for some other reason that they can't come, there are ways to stay in the Word, like this program, or reading your Bible on your coffee break, or whenever. I'm running way behind today. This podcast is getting published pretty late, so let's get right to it. Our meditation comes to us today from St. John's in Woodlake, Minnesota. Pastor Cowie will deliver the meditation as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that the Lord will bless our time together in the Word and bless us the rest of our day.
Grace and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Dear Christians, the night is ended. The day has come. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For Christ, the light, has arisen from the dead. The conqueror has triumphed. The enemy has been vanquished. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. And all of that took place during the night, in the darkness. But now the sun has arisen, day has dawned, and we stand on Easter morning like the Israelites stood on the shores of the Red Sea, the morning after crossing through it, safe and secure, alive and well, watching as the bodies of the Egyptian army floated up dead on the shore. Something stupendous. Something happened. A strange and dreadful strife took place overnight. A battle between life and death, a battle between God and his enemies. Something happened in the darkness like never before. The Lord God fought for his people, and he won. But the night had been dark and dangerous and frightening. During the night of the Lord's Passover and Israel's deliverance out of Egypt, an angel of death passed through all of Egypt, killing the firstborn in every house whose doorframe was not painted with the blood of a lamb. During that night, the wrath of God was turned away only by the blood of a sacrificial victim. Sin had to be answered with death. Still that night, the Israelites left Egypt in haste, but they soon found their enemies encroaching, threatening to destroy them and overtake them. And in the darkness of the night, even when they walked through the Red Sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left, the Egyptian army, with all of Pharaoh's chariots and his horsemen, were following close behind. The night on which our Lord Jesus was betrayed and handed over into the hands of sinful men, That darkness seemed to linger even when a new day dawned. Because Jesus had told his captors in Gethsemane, he said, "But this is your hour when darkness reigns." And when finally they succeeded in hanging him on a cross, the sun stopped shining. And it was as dark as night, as though the angel of death was once again passing through, the angel of death looking for blood. Sin must be answered. Death must be met. In the dark, it appeared as though the enemy had the upper hand. In the dark, it appeared that death had won. So much so that when women came on early in the morning on the first day of the week, women came to the tomb. They came fully expecting to find a corpse lying in the grave. But during the night, in the darkness, God had been fighting all night long for his people. And in that same night, he had thrown his enemies into confusion and he drowned them to death. In the morning, then, when God's people rise, they rise to see what God has done in the night, that their enemy has been destroyed, that their life has been restored. And the grave is empty. Dear Christians, your victory has been won. Your death has been destroyed. Your life is restored. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Then why are you still weeping? Why are you like the women at the tomb and his disciples? Why are you still afraid? Why do you not always live in confidence and joy that since Christ has been raised from the dead, all is well? Sin, Satan, and death cannot harm you or have mastery over you. Then why do we act as if they may? Perhaps, though Christ has conquered, though Christ is victorious and is risen, and that victory is ours, perhaps it is simply because we are still crossing the sea. You and I have not yet come to our resurrection morn. We are still walking. We are still waiting for that blessed day to arrive when the morning star at last rises in the east and Jesus returns to take his people home. It is as though you and I were walking at the bottom of the sea. Dry ground, yes, but there's a monstrous wall of water on our right and on our left, and an army of enemies behind us, and at any moment we fear the walls may come crashing down. Because you know, you and I could just as easily be swept away along with God's enemies, just as the Egyptians were. Because we by nature are his enemies. And we've proved it time and time again. Did you catch that? In the reading earlier this morning or late last night, the Israelites, before they crossed over the Red Sea, before God delivered them, they grumbled against God and against Moses. Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Why didn't you just leave us alone? It's dark down here. Here in the valley of the shadow of death. Where here we still bear in our bodies the curse of the fall and the prognosis of death to all who sin. We continue in this process, as Job says, though my skin has been destroyed, our skin, our flesh continues to fail, to weaken. And down here in the depth, in the dark, the law of God continues to accuse and the devil continues to condemn. And death is always coming. If not to our house tonight, always somewhere, and sometime here. It's like we're still in Egypt, and we can hear the crying and the wailing of death all around us, in all its various forms. It's like we're standing with the women who watched their dearly beloved placed into a tomb, and we weep, because we have buried our share of loved ones too, haven't we? Dear Christians, remember this. It was in the night that God fought for his people and saved and won. It was in the night that they slaughtered the lamb and painted its blood upon the doorframes of their houses. It was in the night that the angel of death passed over those houses. It was in the night that God opened up a pathway through the sea. In the night that God placed himself as a pillar between them and their enemies, saying to them, "You shall not pass." It was in the night that God threw his enemies into confusion and drowned them in the depths. In the darkness of Good Friday, the true Paschal Lamb of God was sacrificed. By his death in the darkness, death came undone. And Jesus stood there between you and the devil, between you and death, and says, "You cannot touch them, my people." And so, even though the sun has not yet risen on your resurrection morn, and though there are many cloudy days yet to come, yes, you have probably not come to the darkest part of your night. There may be many dangers, toils, and snares still to come. Yet know this. Your Paschal Lamb has been sacrificed. And by faith, his blood now marks the door of your heart. If you were to look at the artwork on the cover of your service folder, you would see there in the bottom right-hand corner three men, and the man in the center, the man in the big white beard, that's Lucas Cranach, that's the painter, the artist of this. And you might be able to see the stream of blood that is flowing from Jesus' side down onto his head. The painter depicts the blood of Christ covering him. But how is it possible to live in this valley of death in the confidence and the conviction that the Lamb of God was slain for me? Well, if you look, he has in one ear John the Baptist preaching to him, pointing him to the Lamb of God, Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And in his other ear, he has his friend Luther preaching to him as well. The confidence comes in the preaching, the reminder that though we live in the darkness, The light has won. What are they preaching? Look to the other side of the painting. And there you will see a scarred, risen, victorious Jesus, stamping death and the devil, that skeleton and that dreadful monster, under his risen feet. Christ has conquered. Depicted there, defeating the enemy, death and the devil are dead, disgraced, and defeated. And so let us keep the festival. The festival where we, even though living in the darkness, in the depths of the shadow of death, you and I hear this proclamation every Lord's Day. Receive his body and his blood, his living body and his blood, to confirm this faith in us, that this living blood was shed for us, but by his death and resurrection has conquered, and the victory is ours. Hear the true Paschal Lamb we see, whom God so freely gave us. He died on the accursed tree, so strong his love to save us. See, his blood now marks our door. Faith points to it. Death passes o'er, and Satan cannot harm us. So let us keep the festival to which our Lord invites us. Christ is himself the joy of all, the sun that warms and lights us. Now his grace to us imparts eternal sunshine to our hearts. The night of sin is ended. Alleluia. Amen.
I sincerely pray that today's meditation on God's Word has enriched you. Didn't get enough of God's Word? Are you missing out on that in-person fellowship? We hold divine services right here in Bemidji, Minnesota at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Sunday school and adult Bible study is also offered between our Sunday services at 9:15 a.m. We also live stream our Sunday divine service at 8 a.m. You can ensure that you are notified when a stream is live or a new podcast is available by subscribing to our YouTube channel. It's easy to find by typing in St. Mark Bemidji in the search bar and clicking on the subscribe button. Want to listen to meditations the way I do every day? Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Go to podcastindex.org and search for St. Mark Bemidji to find us. This is our fifth year producing this podcast, and there is a large archive of devotional material online available if you want to learn more about God and His Word. Visit www.stmarksbemidji.org or look in the show notes in this podcast for a link to this and many other meditations on God. If you have any questions or you would like more information about our church and its ministry, please visit our website, which is once again www.stmarksbemidji.org. May God bless the rest of your day.